We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
My name is Joanne Schoonmaker. I'm 51 years old. I was raped and molested by an employee at Wellsville Secondary School when I was 12 years old. I told the principal, if he had believed me and protected me, I would not be here today telling this horrific story. In 1980, when I was about 12 years old, I met a man named Robert Wade, who was the janitor at the Wellsville School District. Shortly thereafter, Wade asked me to help him, you know, put a bed in the back of his van. As I helped him, he stroked my hair and told me how beautiful I was. Several months later, in or around spring of 1980, when I was in seventh grade at Wellsville, Wade told me to skip school and meet him in the park, which was located directly across from the school. He told me to get in his van and climb atop the bed that we had made, that we had put together, fixed. And then he asked me if I was a virgin and if I was ready for this. And I said, no, I'm not ready. And I cried for my mother and blacked out as he raped me. Over the school year in around 1980, Wade continued to rape me under the threat of violence against my family. He would always tell me, I will kill you. I will kill your older brothers. I will kill your entire family if I ever tell anyone. Nearly every single day from early spring through summer of 1980, Defendant Wade continued to sexually assault me. The abuse would occur in Wade's van in the park across from the school, at the Wellsville roller skating rink, and he even brought me to a home of another man who worked for the school, who he left me with and who also raped me. Wade began exerting greater control over my social life and said that if I had went to the eighth grade dance, that he would kill my mother. If I would talk to another boy or even look at another boy, because his sister was my classmate and the same age. We were the same age. So I never even attended a school dance. In the fall of 1980, I was in a fist fight with Wade's sister, who was my classmate, and she had heard that I was saying how he was sexually assaulting me, and she accused me of lying that her brother wouldn't do that. So we got in a fist fight in the classroom, and the English teacher broke it up, and I was brought to the principal's office, who was Joseph Backus. I told Principal Backus that Wade had been raping and molesting me, and he just told me to stay away from him and just don't go meet him that day. At the end of the school year, Defendant Principal Backus, who never reported the abuse or took any action to protect me, wrote a note in my handmade graduation notebook and said, "Take care of the boys next year," which was happened to be ninth grade, "and be good to all of them." No employee or representative of Wellsville Secondary School ever reached out to discover the extent of my abuse, how it had occurred, and what, if anything, the school or the Wellsville School District knew about Wade's prior acts of abuse. They took no action to prevent Wade from having access to children again. For yet another school year, Wade proceeded to rape me on nearly a daily basis. The abuse continued through my ninth grade year, through the summer thereafter, and into 10th grade, which began in the fall of 1982. It ended when I dropped out of high school and moved to Salem, New York, to my father's, with my brother. Years later, in 2007, I had just moved to the Buffalo, New York area, actually Cheektowaga, and was checking the sexual predator website in the neighborhood. And when I checked Erie County records, I saw a picture of Wade along with some information that he had been charged with the rape in the third degree of another victim who was around the age that he had raped me. And he had been released in March of 2006. I also learned that he resided 7 miles from me. I was totally terrified, and I reached out to the police to see if reporting the sexual assault on me would make any difference, since he had been released on sexually assaulting another child. And they informed me that the statute of limitations expired and there was nothing that they could do for me. Because of the new Child Victim Act, I will finally have the opportunity, which I am right now, to tell my story in the court of law and find out what the school officials in Wellsville knew about Wade's abuse and when they knew it. I hope my story will help convince other survivors of child sexual abuse to come forward and hold their abusers accountable and the institutions that protected them. I just want them to know that you will be believed and you are not alone and it was not your fault.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.